This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first full week of early summer and the second week of the strawberry and the raspberry moon. Recently, I took a walk of almost 200 miles across the landscape of spring on the Camino de Santiago in Spain. The vegetation and the emerging leaves on the canopy above me offered a dense background with many markers for the progress of the season, as well as for my own progress along the path, on which I averaged about 7 to 9 miles a day. My leisurely pace opened the time almost completely to floral events, with hills of bright wheat and woods of eucalyptus and pine, combining them and also blurring them until my physical exertion and the habitat around me no longer felt significantly different or separated. Space slipped by more easily the more I walked, and my body became used to movement. The correlation between landscape and mind grew tighter. The world was no longer kept away from me by machines or walls. I became a figment of the surrounding roads and woods. Upon my return, I asked myself, what lessons do I bring with me to my traditional ex-urban life? I will not be walking hundreds of miles for a while. So now what? For the moment, it may be enough to know that there are many more dimensions in place and time than I had suspected, and that if I moved the right way long enough, I might glimpse their boundaries. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early summer. In the meantime, think about how the more slowly you move through space, the greater influence that space may have on you. Experiment a little bit.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.